Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Years ago, when I first decided to run for elected office, a close friend of mine, a Montana senator, told me that politics at its core is all about relationships. The relationship of the people to their government, the people to each other, and of course the people to God, because civil government is one of the institutions that God himself ordained. He told me that his favorite part of serving in office was meeting people, not the big mucky mucks that serve in high places, but just the everyday salt-of-the-earth people that love our state. In retrospect, he was right. It is all about relationships. Over the years, I've had the privilege of knowing some of the most genuine, hardworking, gracious people that this state has to offer, and this week, one of them went to be with the Lord. Her name was Betty Babcock, the former First Lady of the state of Montana, a title that she wore with grace and elegance. Everyone that knew her loved her, and if there was one word that defined her, it would be service. Service to her family, service to our state, and service to God. She loved all three. I first met Betty years ago when she was in the middle of one of her most ambitious projects, the restoration of our state capitol. She was a driving force hidden behind a quiet and unassuming charm. When she asked you to do something, it was hard to say no, and it didn't matter if you were a Republican or a Democrat. She treated everyone with dignity and genuine concern, a trait that served her well when she served as a delegate to the state constitutional convention. One of the most important things that I learned from Betty was the importance of finding balance in your public and private life. In addition to serving in the state legislature, serving as chair of the Capital Restoration Foundation, and serving the people of Montana as their First Lady, she was also a devoted wife to Tim and a dedicated mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. For many, being the spouse of the governor can be overwhelming, but Betty took it all in stride, and her service to Montana didn't end when Governor Babcock left office. She just switched gears and looked for the next project. In 2001, I asked Betty if she would help me with a project called the Blessings of Liberty, an effort to raise the money and public support necessary to put Montana's three constitutions on display in the Capitol. She agreed, and we set off on a whirlwind tour doing radio and TV interviews till we were blue in the face. In the end, we were successful, but more important were the lessons that I learned while she and I drove from place to place. She told me the history of the state and how tricky political battles had been won, and about her family, and most of all, how to keep perspective. She reminded me that public service is just that. It's all about serving people. It's not about egos or power or money. It's about quiet, humble people doing what they can to make our state a better place to live. These were valuable lessons that I needed to learn, and Betty was the perfect mentor. So from all of us at the Montana Family Foundation to Governor Babcock and your entire family, please accept our condolences as we celebrate the memory of your wife and mother and our First Lady. She was a wonderful woman, and it was our privilege to know her.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.